Straight Shooter with Stephen A.
As I'm reading from the Wall Street Journal right now, and it's about President Trump. And now Illinois, the state of Illinois, is suing to block Trump's National Guard deployment. Lawsuit is the latest escalation between the administration and Democratic-led states, is what the title of the article says. It informs us Illinois officials sued Monday to stop President Trump from deploying National Guard forces to Chicago as the administration's confrontation with Democratic-led states escalated nationwide. On Saturday, Trump ordered the federalization of 300 Illinois National Guardsmen over the objection of Governor J.B. Pritzker, contending that emergency conditions beyond the control of civilian authorities are impeding the enforcement of federal immigration law. The administration over the weekend also ordered the federalization of 400 soldiers of the Texas National Guard for deployment where needed, including to Chicago and Portland, Oregon, another of Trump's targets. Monday's lawsuit filed by the state of Illinois and the city of Chicago argues that Trump's Chicago order reflects a longstanding hostility to the city and its leaders rather than a true emergency requiring a military response. It cited Trump's comments stretching back more than a decade, including a 2013 social media post where the future president said, quote, "We need our troops on the streets of Chicago, not in Syria," where the militant group Islamic State was then expanding during a chaotic civil war. A new case follows an extraordinary weekend over legal maneuvering in Oregon. U.S. District Judge Karen Emmergut on Saturday halted the federalization of 200 Oregon National Guardsmen for similar purposes there. Trump then responded by ordering 300 federalized California Guard troops to Portland, spurring Emmergut, a Trump appointee, to issue a broader order that temporarily blocked the president from deploying any National Guard troops to the state. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the deal. Trump has no business doing what he's doing. It's utter bullshit. And it's deflectionary. Because it's not an accident that so much of this has escalated since the whole Epstein files riled the right, meaning the MAGA right. I mean, we were born at night, not last night. Okay? Let's get that out the way first. This is BS. And the reason why I call it BS is because it is universally recognized, constitutionally recognized, that the president can do that in a place like Washington, D.C., because Washington, D.C. is run by the federal government. But in states, in our republic, the governor is the commander in chief of that respective state. It is not the president. So when you order the National Guards for Oregon and the governor of Oregon and the attorney general for Oregon says, we don't need you, and you do it anyway, you're going to get a ruling like the Trump-appointed judge ruled against them. When you try to do that in Chicago or Maryland, Baltimore, for example, no, that's going to happen. When you try to do it in Chicago with Illinois and Governor Pritzker, that's going to happen. Okay, you try to do that stuff in New York with Governor Hochul or somebody, that's going to happen. You try to do it in California with Governor Newsom, you're going to see lawsuits all over the place. So why do you continue to do this? Why do you continue to use taxpayer money on stuff that is clearly not going to work? Because it's politically expedient, not just for the purposes of you living up to your vows that you've made to your constituency, but also it's distractionary because the more we get to focus on this stuff, the less we get to focus on Epstein. Now, I don't care about, you know, the Epstein. Listen, anybody that's guilty of doing what Jeffrey Epstein did should be thrown under the damn jail. When I say I don't care, I don't mean it literally. I mean that ultimately I don't believe that something's going to happen to the president and others over stuff involving Epstein. I think the MAGA right that's absent, that after this, that's fixated on this, I think it's going to be a futile effort. Not that it doesn't matter. Not that I don't care. Not that it's frivolous. No, it's very important. Anytime children have been abused, that's a very, very serious thing. And I'm certainly not even about to try to make light of something like that. I have two daughters, two teenage daughters. I understand. I'm just talking about actually the probability of you actually getting a president or other well-known figures on this matter based off of accusations in an Epstein file is slim to none. The best you could hope for is humiliation. You were mentioned in an Epstein file. They can categorically deny it. What proof does exist to convict them of something? They can categorically deny it. So in that regard, I'm saying, okay, I doubt that it's going to amount to anything, but Trump, Pam Bondi, Cash Patel, FBI, okay, Dan Bongino and these guys, they promised the MAGA right. They were going to see the Epstein files. Where are they? So it's all a distraction. I get it. Here's the other side to this, though. And this is where you're not going to like this, but I'm going to call it like I see it. No president or anybody should be circumventing the Constitution. And I get that. But ladies and gentlemen, I have to say this to you. I have to say this to people that work for me, that sit right in front of me and others. I feel that way about every place but Chicago. I'm not going to lie. I know he's wrong legally. I suspect that he'll be overruled on this matter. I get it. I understand it. I really do. But when it comes to the streets of Chicago, well, what we've been hearing about, I can't get over it. Just this past weekend, 5 dead, 25 wounded, and yet another Chicago weekend shooting. At least 5 people were killed and 24 others were wounded in weekend shootings in Chicago as of Sunday. The ages of the victims range from 16 to 62. In the first shooting of the weekend, police responded to a person shot around 7:45 p.m. in the 900 block of West 85th Street and found a man inside an apartment with a gunshot wound to the head. The victim was pronounced dead at the scene. His age was not released. Officers searched the area and found another man of unknown age in the alley who was shot in the torso. The victim was taken to Christ Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. Preliminary investigation indicated that both men were shot inside the apartment. Later in the evening, around 9:30, a 16-year-old boy self-transported to Holy Cross Hospital after he was shot in the leg. Police did not provide the address where the shooting occurred. The victim told officers that he was walking outside when he was shot by an unknown person riding in a black SUV. Minutes after that, around 9:36 p.m., a 49-year-old man was shot while standing outside in the 200 block of East Garfield Boulevard. I mean, damn, you're 16, you're 30, you're 49, you're 62, you're standing on a block, you're sitting in an apartment, you're standing on a street, you're walking a dog, and you're getting shot. Ladies and gentlemen, these stories are not new to Chicago. It's not new to Chicago. And whatever the hell they want to tell us about numbers and how homicides have dissipated and how things are not as bad as they used to be, that is not the impression that the nation is getting or has gotten about the city of Chicago. How do we know this? Because it was there before Trump got into office. It was there when Biden was in office. It was there when Trump was in office the first time. It was there when Obama was in office for 8 years. For 8 years. And when we talk about local officials in certain states doing stuff to alleviate some of these concerns, I remember when Rahm Emanuel was the mayor of Chicago and there was some district attorney that came there. And there was some report that people were expecting at the time. And then lo and behold, it didn't happen. And then she ended up not getting reelected. And the belief was is that she was warded off from revealing some damning information, statistically, analytically speaking, about what was transpiring in the city of Chicago, because it wasn't beneficial to elected officials. This is while Barack Obama was in office and Rahm Emanuel was the mayor. Now, it's not about pointing fingers at specific politicians, because we all know with a bureaucracy, there's so much more that goes into it. All I'm trying to do to make the point is this ain't about Trump in Chicago. It's not about Republicans in office. It's not about Republicans having the House or the Senate. It's about no matter who the hell is in office, or who's out of office. The same problems persist in the streets of Chicago. And you got black people clamoring for national interference and federal assistance. Legally, I support Governor Pritzker in what he's saying. Trump has no business going this far. I get that. I'm just saying respectfully to Governor Pritzker, that might be applicable anywhere else but in Chicago. It's been a mess. And black people have been dying left and right. And I'm not going to sit idly by and say nothing. Something got to be done. And I'm not saying it's what Trump has to do. But if what Trump is trying to do brings attention to the point where it alarms a nation as to what is transpiring in the streets of Chicago, then so be it. Desperate times. Desperate measures. I got love for all of us as a human race. But I'm a black man, and I ain't gonna sit here and act like my love for black people, for my own, doesn't supersede almost anything else. It's hard reading about, seeing, watching, hearing all of this stuff going on in Chicago for decades with little to nothing being done about it. I'm not saying Trump is right. I'm saying times in Chicago should be considered so desperate that even though he should be stopped from bringing the National Guards in, perhaps Governor Pritzker, you should say, you know what? I do need federal assistance. I may not want the National Guard, but let's sit down and talk and figure out something. Because clearly what we're doing in Chicago ain't enough. You should at least be able to do that. You and Mayor Johnson. That's it for this edition of Straight Shooter. That's all I had to say. I had it on my mind. Just wanted to let y'all know. I'll let y'all at a later date. Make sure to catch me Wednesday night, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, over the airwaves of SiriusXM, POTUS Radio, Channel 124, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Until then, ladies and gentlemen, Stephen A. signing off. Peace and love.